Vicky, do you think it's okay to have an abortion?
Oh, Shelly didn't.
No, not me.
Huh? Well, who? What are you asking me for?
Well, it's my mom. She was feeling all weird, throwing up and stuff, and I figured she'd been on a heavy bender or something.
But she was pregnant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even went with her to the doctors.
Wait a second, Shell. Why would you feel guilty about your mom getting pregnant?
Well, it's kind of confusing. She told me not to say anything to Dad. But I did. Just to make her mad. Just because I hated her so much.
Nice, Shelley.
Man, did they fight. I'm sure the whole trailer park heard everything. All night long. And then the next day, my old man takes off and hasn't been back.
Okay, but come on, Shell. That's not your fault. I mean, your dad would have found out anyway.
No. Not if Mom got an abortion. I was kind of hoping she'd have the kid. I thought I could take care of it. Maybe Mom would lay off the hooch or get some help.
But
that night, when God took all the kids and all those other people, he took Mom's baby too. Dad's gone, baby's gone, and Mom hates me. I messed up everything.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 18, Impossible Mission.
Come on, Shelly, we all do stupid stuff. I mean, I was severely messed up, but God didn't care.
He's just gonna forgive me?
Well, yeah.
Sounds too easy.
Okay, well, think about it. We all missed out the first time around, right? That's why we're still here. Well, God is giving us a second chance.
Come on, Vic. I hated my mom my whole life. I split up her and my dad just to be mean to her.
So? I made fun of my parents because they were religious. I did the smoking and drinking thing and stuff worse than that. The thing is, this guy Bruce, who's like a pastor, told me that God can forgive any sin, no matter what it is.
Any sin?
Yeah, and he wants to too. Because he loves you. And that love is stronger than any sin we can commit.
So what do I gotta do to make this happen? Do I gotta kneel or something?
I didn't. I was in a taxi cab.
Get out.
No, it's true. I guess it's not so much about what we do as it is about what God does.
Don't know what to say.
Well, I could tell you, and you could say it to God.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Dear God.
Dear God.
I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me.
I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me.
Thank you for dying on the cross so I wouldn't have to pay the penalty myself.
Thank you for dying on the cross so I don't have to pay the penalty.
Please come into my life and make me a new person.
Make me a new person and come into my life.
And thank you for promising that I will go to heaven. Be with you when I die.
Thank you that I will go to heaven when I die.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
amen. That's awesome, Shelly.
Is that it?
That's it.
I don't feel any different.
Yeah, well, I guess it's more about faith than feeling. You'll see.
Yeah, so you said there were two good things. What's the second?
Well, of course, Shelly getting saved, but secondly, this means another female voice is added to the team.
Oh yeah, great. Just what we needed.
Dud!
I'm kidding. Hey, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Hey, what's with the lineup to get into school?
They're searching everybody. Probably got something to do with that underground paper thing.
Seriously?
These GC dudes take their job way too serious.
Get her back!
It's not my man! I didn't do nothing!
Get her out of here! Take her to the office!
Let go of me! It's not my fault!
What was that all about?
Looked like they found a bottle of booze.
What were you saying about them taking their job too seriously?
Dude, it was a bottle of booze! They acted like she had a gun!
And this is just the beginning.
John, Vicky.
Hey, John, what's up?
Get in here. Close that door.
John, guess what?
You got a job.
No, not yet.
I give up.
My friend Shelly prayed to become a Christian today.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to add that it was because of what she read in the underground.
That's very cool.
Yeah, did we tell you Bruce doesn't want us to print anymore for a while?
Well, with those GC goons patting us down every day, we couldn't get one past him anyway.
I should probably tell you then.
Tell us what?
Well, they won't be patting us down every day.
How do you know that?
Something I heard.
Even if it's true, I doubt they're going to be good enough to let us know which days are safe to bring the paper in.
Well, you see, that's what you got me for.
What are you talking about? Check this out.
Walkman? So what?
Put the earpiece in.
Whatever. So I suppose this is connected. Is that who I think it is?
Is it working?
Perfectly.
What is it, Vicky? What are you listening to?
That's wild! It's Janet!
Shh! Keep it down.
Where is this?
Her office. I put the microphone on her file cabinet.
You gotta be kidding me!
It looks just like a smiley face magnet.
Listen to this, Jed.
This is unreal. Do you have any idea how much this can help us?
I think it's safe to say I do.
Let me guess, another one of your dad's toys?
Actually, Mark got it from one of his friends.
Some guys are into electronics and stuff.
They're not gonna rat us out, are they?
Not these guys. That's the only thing good about them.
Comforting.
Don't sweat it. None of them like the GC too much.
You know what I say, any enemy of the GC
is a friend of mine.
Wow, this is all great news.
I was getting kind of discouraged. Nothing seemed to be going right.
Yeah. I heard that. Now we get a boatload of good stuff happening in one day.
That is great news about Shelly. It really is.
I know, I'm so excited.
I'd say all that work we did on the underground was well worth it.
I can't argue with Shelly's salvation.
I gotta tell you, Bruce, it gets me all cranked up to do another issue of the underground right away.
Oh, I'm sure it does. But I still want you to lay low and just play it safe.
But with the bug in the principal's office, we'll know exactly when the GC goons are going
to
be there.
Yeah, well, they're not the only thing we need to be concerned about right now.
What do you mean?
Let me show you a video that Chloe Steele put together for me. Judd, hit the lights, will you?
Got it.
What are we looking at here, Bruce?
Hang on while I... Okay. Okay, this is a GNN report from yesterday. It seems President Fitzhugh donated his new airplane to the United Nations. They're changing the name to Global Community One.
They really worked hard on the name.
Don't worry, Ryan. Next time they'll ask you.
Listen to this. This is Carpathia.
I would like to thank President Fitzhugh for this most generous gesture. We at the United Nations are deeply moved, grateful, and humbled.
Now,
listen. We look forward
close.
To a wonderful ceremony in Jerusalem next Monday.
What's all that about?
It would seem Nick snagged himself a plane.
But not just any plane. Air Force One, now Global Community One, is piloted by none other than Ray Steele.
Raimi's dad?
Mm-hmm. The guy from the church?
Yeah, he gave his testimony after the rapture.
That's him.
Hang on a second. What ceremony is Carpathia talking about?
Ah, good catch, Vicky. I believe it's the signing of a treaty between Israel and the United Nations, or Global Community, or whatever they're calling it now.
So is that like the one world government you've been telling us about?
Well, pretty sure it is.
Doesn't that start the tribulation?
The signing of the treaty? Yeah, yeah, it does.
Terrific.
And there's all kinds of other signs in the news right now.
Like what?
Well, the global community has mandated a change to a one world currency by the end of the year. They're also talking about a one-world religion.
That don't sound good.
Well, it's all prophesied in the Bible, Lionel.
I know. It's just weird that it's happening so fast.
Tell me about it.
So I said the prayer right there in the hospital room. Thing is, I don't feel any different.
I know what you're saying. I think we sometimes expect to hear fireworks every time we say a prayer.
But Bruce, didn't you tell us angels kind of celebrate when we become Christians?
Well, the Bible says they do.
It'd be kind of nice if they'd let us in on the party.
Oh, they will. They will. Just not quite yet.
Who's this guy?
Oh, this is Vicky's friend, Pastor Barnes.
Pastor? What's he doing here?
Oh, I'm just talking to Shelley a little bit. Well, you're welcome to join us if you want.
My house, I'll go where I want.
Mrs. Malloy, we're pretty excited because Shelley prayed to become a Christian the other day.
You better not be turning into some religious nutball or nothing.
Mom!
No, I understand what you're saying, Mrs. Malloy, but this isn't really religion.
Yeah, right.
See, religion is our way of trying to reach God. This is all about a relationship with a personal God who wants to reach and help us.
I don't need no help.
Okay, fair enough. We were just talking about how Shelley is now sure that she's going to heaven someday.
Yeah, well, you just go right ahead and talk.
Thanks. So, Shelley, in 1 John 1, verse 9, we're told that if we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from unrighteousness.
So, when I confessed my sins to God and asked for forgiveness, he did it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And near the end of John's gospel, the writer says, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name."
See, Mom? The people who disappeared were the saved ones.
All right, you Barnes, or whatever your name is, get out!
Mom, what are you doing?
He's trying to brainwash you.
No, Mrs. Malloy, we're just
you
trying
too,
to...
beat it!
Yeah, we better go, Vicky.
Yeah, you better.
Mom, just listen for a second.
I don't want to listen. I don't need to listen. I just need you two to get out!
Then she just started screaming at me and Bruce. We had to get out of there.
Yeah, well, at least Shelley prayed to become a Christian. You're doing better than me.
It's not a competition, Judd.
I know.
Not everybody's gonna believe, Judd. Don't mean it's your fault.
What is that?
I'm gonna guess a dog.
I'll try to scare it off.
Look out, coming
Whoa.
Through!
Ryan, take it easy!
What are you doing? I need some food. This hot dog gotta do.
For what?
Here, check it out.
Look, Judd, I was right.
No way. You are not bringing that filthy mutt into my house.
Oh, come on, Judd. Lionel and I found it while we were looking for Bibles. He was hiding out in this burnout house.
The thing looks more like a rat than a dog.
I don't think he's eaten in a while. Come here, boy. Come here.
I think you're right, Ryan. He looks pretty hungry.
Oh, you almost ate my finger. Yeah, that would support the rat theory.
Ryan, why don't you take him in back and hose him off? See if there's anything left under all that dirt.
So, can I keep him?
No!
We'll have to talk about it. Just try to get him cleaned up, okay?
You got it. Come on, boy! We can't keep a dog.
Judd, you know how much this means to Ryan. You saw how excited he was.
Yeah, I saw, but...
So what could it hurt?
What could it hurt? We're trying to put out a newspaper that seems to be taking up most of our time. What happens when the dog doesn't get fed, huh? Or let outside? Or Ryan's not around? It's not like a video game that you can turn off and walk away from.
I'm not saying that we all take care of it. Make it Ryan's responsibility.
Well, yeah, that might work.
Oh, come on, it might. Listen, Ryan's lost more than any of us. His parents were killed, not taken to heaven like ours were. How about we don't take this away from him, too?
Okay, whatever. He can keep it. For now. But the first time he messes up, that dog goes.
You know, a dog is actually a good idea.
Told you guys.
Australian Aboriginals have dogs to keep watch while they sleep. Been doing it for centuries.
My cousin Mark, folks. Survival trivia freak.
It's true.
He still don't have a name.
I think we should call him Pigpen.
Come on, he cleaned up pretty well.
Yeah, who would have thought he had white fur?
Let's call him Rapture.
No, I thought Ashes, you know, since you found him in that burned out house.
Hang on. In English class, what was the bird thing that came out of the ashes?
The Phoenix.
How about that? We'll call him Phoenix.
I don't hate it.
Not bad, Ryan.
I got a thing for naming.
Yeah, a thing.
Phoenix, that was easy.
What can I say? It's a gift.
So gifted one. Any idea how you're going to get the next underground into school?
No plan whatsoever.
Well, then it's a good thing we came over. Obviously, you need to get the paper into the school without anyone catching you. If you're caught, you're expelled.
Maybe even arrested.
So you have to wear dark clothes and ski masks at all times to hide your identities from the newly installed security cameras. You obviously can't just walk in the front door with an armful of the underground.
Or any door, for that matter.
One of you will have to crawl in through a window.
And that window is on the far side of the school, near the teacher's parking lot.
Ryan, Vicky, go!
Go, go, go!
The window we've selected is not locked. It is painted shut.
So you're gonna need to chip the paint away.
Ryan, give me that paint scraper.
Here.
The window should be fairly easy to get open.
Okay.
Let's pull it up.
Once the window is open, Ryan is gonna have to squeeze through.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. There's a ton of spider webs in here.
I'm glad it's you and not me.
All right, which way do I go from here?
Okay, there should be a stairwell 20 feet in front of you.
Got it.
That leads up to the hallway across from the gym. The doors should be unlocked. Go across the gym to a group of 8 doors. That's where Judd and Lionel are.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Bye.
Once Ryan is inside, he will have to figure out where the janitor is.
You'll be able to hear him by his jangling keys.
Whoa, wrong turn.
Hey, someone in here? Must be here.
While Ryan is getting over to open the door, Vicky will race around to meet up with Judd and Lionel directly outside the gym.
Is he in?
Yeah, no problem. What's taking him so long? It's a long way in, and it's all in the dark. What if the janitor catches him? Or one of those GC guys? It's a bit late to be thinking about that now. That's our cue. Shoot.
Okay, let's get this stuff inside.
Once Ryan opens the door, you're in. And distribution should be a piece of cake.
Okay, we split into 2 pairs. You gotta slide the underground into the openings in each locker.
If you think you missed one, just cram another one in.
Right. Vicky and Lionel, you guys go to the far end and work your way back to here. Ryan, you're with me.
Any sign of the janitor?
Yeah, but don't worry. He'll hear his keys a long way off. All right, let's do it. Where do you think they are? They'll be here. Here they come. What kept you?
We ran into some old friends.
What are you talking about?
We had to wait for the janitor. He was walking down the hallway checking doors. Yeah, we heard him a while away, though.
Told ya. Can we get going?
The ski mask.
Don't take it off. We're being watched.
Oh, oops, forgot. Everybody wave at the camera.
I'd say we get out of here.
I'm with you, brother.
Let's use this door. It's closed.
Ryan, don't open it!
What'd I do?
Get off the alarm!
Oh, come on, everybody back to the gym, now!
What on earth is going on around here?
Follow me. I found a room down here. It looks like a dungeon.
Just what I want to hear.
They won't look for us down here.
How do you know?
Everyone shut up. Get down and be quiet.
Get behind these boxes. Something brushed my face.
It's just a cobweb. It won't eat you.
Quiet down. They're up in the gym. Sounds like Keyboy called in reinforcements.
Oh,
I bet the alarm is connected to the cops.
Oops.
Oh, they don't have dogs.
Dogs?
Shh. They're right outside.
Look. Here's the window they came in. They probably took off the same way.
Oh, it stinks down here.
Yeah, tell me about it. I gotta smell this every day.
Well, let's get back topside.
Okay. Okay, they're gone. All right. We're going very quietly upstairs and through the gym.
Yeah, like quick.
All right. Let's get back to the car.
Police! Stop right there!
Get out of here! Scatter!
Go, go!
Okay. Okay.
Where's the car?
That way. No. That cop took off right after him, though.
I hope they didn't get busted.
There's the car.
They're not in it!
Car coming! Get down!
They're not there.
Hey, that's Mark.
Don't!
Hello, y'all.
John? What? Mark, how'd you get here?
Hello, hello. They got my message.
In the nick of time, too.
Awesome, you guys made it.
With a little help from their friends.
Right. I'd say that's a good night's work, huh? Let's get out of here. We got school tomorrow, and I'd hate to miss all the fun.
All right, now. Could you please open your locker?
No problem, dude. Whoa, man! That paper ain't mine!
I know. Someone put them in every locker. Just throw it in the barrel. Here.
Sounds like everyone who went to their lockers before first hour saw the underground. After that, the GC started snatching them.
Yeah, at least somebody saw it.
Yeah, well, if nothing else, everybody seems to be talking about it.
Okay, how many of you in this classroom have read this persistent little newspaper? A few of you, okay. Let me ask you this. Why do you think this publication is so threatening to those in charge here?
Because it's free.
There's lots of kooks out there.
Explain.
You know, kooks. Those people trying to scare us by telling us that Nikolai Carpathia is the Antichrist or something.
I thought all those people were gone.
Okay, okay. And what would you do if one of those kooks turned out to be one of you? A schoolmate, a classmate, someone in this room.
Mr. Carlson?
Yes, can I help you?
I need to speak with you.
Excuse me, class.
What's going on? Not a clue.
This is no joke, Carlson.
Well, you do what you have to.
Miss Byrne? Vicky Byrne, please come with us.
What's going on?
I think you know. Gather your things. It's time to go.
Judd!
Mark, hey, what's up?
I just got a message from John. Vicky got busted.
What? How?
Somebody must have turned her in. Come on.
Ms. Byrne. Just tell me who put you up to this and it all goes away.
What makes you think it was me?
We have a witness. Not that it matters.
A witness? A witness to what?
Send her in.
Is this a joke?
This is no joke, Miss Byrne.
Shelley? What is this all about?
Vicky, I'm so sorry.
Oh, forget that. Just give me the reward money.
Just settle down.
You wanted to catch the person behind this newspaper thing. Here she is.
She never said she did it, Mom.
Why did you think it was her? Did she mention the newspaper?
No, I brought it up. I brought it up and we talked about it. She never said she was a part of it.
She's guilty as sin. Can we have the money now?
You haven't proven anything. No proof, no money.
But she's the one that came to my house with that pastor of hers. She's the one that tried to brainwash my daughter.
I'm so sorry, Vicky.
Enough already. I've had enough. Now tell the truth or face the consequences.
Come in.
Principal Jenis?
We're sort of in the middle of something in here.
You'll want to hear this. Trust me.
What is it?
There's a boy out here who says he wants to confess to making this newspaper.
What?
That's Mark Anderson. He's not part of this.
What makes you say that?
He's an honor student. Good family. He'll graduate in a few weeks. This isn't his doing. I'd bet my life on it.
Look, I've had enough of this. You take care of it, or we'll find someone else to run this school.
Vicky, I want you to think about this.
Yeah, I will.
Don't take this lightly. Let me assure you that your future depends on what you tell us.
I understand completely.
I want to see you here tomorrow. With your parents.
With my... What?
Talk this over with them tonight and be back here tomorrow at 11. I'm sure they'll convince you to do the right thing.
My parents?
And don't even think of coming back without them.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.